Where's the money gone, John? What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Red Sea Radio. My name is Corbin. The biggest standout of this offseason so far for Boston is their lack of spending. They talked a big talk this offseason, and really, outside of Crochet, haven't done much to back that up. But why? That's what we're taking a look at in today's video, some possible reasons for a lack of spending and what could possibly be coming. But before we get into that, just a heads up, we're going to be live tonight right here on this channel, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be not only talking about everything going on with the Boston Red Sox, it's also our holiday giveaway stream. We're going to be giving away some fun Red Sox themed holiday items. So if you want to stop on by and maybe win yourself something, that is again going to be tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on this channel. Thank you all very much for clicking on this one. Let's get into it. Okay, so hypothetically, this video could technically be a 60-second short if we really wanted it to be, because I think a lot of people's answer to this question is just simply the Red Sox don't want to spend, right? They're cheap. They talk this big game. They rile up their fan base in hopes to sell tickets. And then once they figure out that they're actually going to have to spend money, they back away and they say, we're good. We're going to go the cheaper route. And you know what? That may actually be the case. And if that is the case, that's entirely disappointing, because the AL is entirely wide open, and that is absolutely something that we are going to destroy them for if that ends up being the case. But the offseason isn't over yet, and this isn't a 60-second video, so we're going to dive a little bit deeper into what may be causing this sort of standstill in the Red Sox market. And I think it's important to note here right off the top is that the Red Sox have put money on the table this offseason. It's not like they haven't been involved with anybody. $700 million for Soto, just a year off, and what, $27 million off of Fried. They put a very competitive offer into that market as well. And obviously, we're not going to sit here and give them credit for losing a competition for a free agent, right? At the end of the day, that's great. You put the money on the table. You didn't land the guy, so it means absolutely nothing to us as fans. But I do want to put that out there to start this video. Now, taking a look at who's left on the market after those misses, there's still some really impactful pieces left available. You've got Corbin Burnes. You've got Alex Bregman, Gawker Buehler, Jack Flaherty, Teoscar, Santander. Just a couple of names off the top of that list that are sort of headlining the rest of this free agency. So, Corbin, why don't the Red Sox just go out and spend on those guys? Well, the bigger question here is, why isn't anyone spending on those guys? Why are these players still free agents? And I think it boils down to a couple of different things. One, I think there are questions with every single person still left on this market. Corbin Burnes, for example, is looking for what could possibly be the third highest pitching contract in baseball history. We have rumors that he is looking for around $245 million as a starting point, right? Which would put him at 8-ish years, which would also have him going into basically his age 40 season, his age 38 season. And I think teams are a little bit wary of this. Alex Bregman, sort of in a similar boat, where he wants a 6 or 7 year deal. And again, that would put him towards his age 38 season, which again, I think teams are wary of. Walker Buehler's coming off of multiple injuries and a really tough season. Jack Flaherty is coming off of a good season, but he also has injury issues. Teoscar Hernandez is looking for a bit of a smaller deal. He just wants 3 years, but again, I don't think teams are fully willing to dive into that, mostly because 3 years would have him at 34 years old by the end of that deal. And I think for most teams, that means he's going to eventually become a full-time DH. I have a funny feeling that's why the Dodgers haven't brought him back to their team yet. Obviously, we know Santander's looking for a 5-year deal, which, again, I don't think teams are going to really be interested in. So first and foremost, I think what you're seeing on the market right now is a bunch of players who could be high-impact guys, but who also have questions, especially in what they're looking for in a contract. The second reason I think we've sort of seen this standstill here in terms of movement on the open market is because the desperate teams have already kind of made their moves. The Dodgers, who really shouldn't be desperate and aren't desperate just handed out a fat contract to Blake Snell. A desperate New York Mets who wanted to make a statement re-signed Juan Soto to the largest contract in baseball history, could potentially reach $800 million. The Yankees got upset that they lost Juan Soto and went all in on Max Fried, and all of a sudden, you've got all these desperate teams with their big fish. What's left are these teams that maybe aren't incredibly desperate for this talent, but could still use it, and I think the Red Sox somehow fall into this boat, and I think it has a lot to do with that Garrett Crochet trade. 2 weeks ago, if you had told me, hey, the Red Sox missed out on Fried and Snell, it's just Burns left, I would have said, man, they need to get this guy. It has to happen. And I still think the Red Sox need to get Corbin Burns, but it does, at least in the mind of the Red Sox, become a little bit less of a necessity and more of a luxury to have Burns because of their trade with Garrett Crochet. I think that is pretty unanimous amongst Major League Baseball right now. You either have teams who refuse to spend, like the Pirates or the Reds or whoever, or you've got teams who already spend who are looking at these guys as more of luxury items as opposed to true necessities. And I think that's a big reason why this market is stalled. So what does this mean for the Red Sox? Well, take, for example, the Corbin Burns sweepstakes right now, right? We know that the Giants and the Blue Jays are supposedly the front runners for Corbin Burns. So why hasn't he signed? I think a big reason for this is because teams are sort of sitting there saying, we're willing to wait. We're willing to wait for you to come down to our offer as opposed to us having to come up to yours. We're not going to get into a major bidding war for Corbin Burns' services. And every day that goes by, it feels like he's more likely to come down to meet someone's contract than they are to come up to him. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the case, but if you're the Red Sox, as much as we want them to go out there and just give Burns what he wants and get this thing over with and actually make a legitimate impact move here that is going to have a big impact on the future of this team. If you were them sitting there saying, well, the Giants got Willy Adames, they're not truly willing to go to the level that Corbin Burns is. Maybe the Blue Jays are willing to do that, but they haven't been able to land a free agent this entire offseason. It doesn't seem like people are entirely keen on spending the next 7-8 years in Canada. What if we just sit here and wait and give him a competitive offer that is around or above what the other teams are offering? It's just not what he's truly looking for. If we wait it out, there's a pretty good chance he ends up going with us because every other option is lesser than that. Kind of like what we saw with JD Martinez back in 2018 or going into the 2018 offseason. JD wanted a massive contract. The Red Sox said, look, this is where we're maxing out and we're not moving. And eventually, over time, JD Martinez said, okay, I guess this is the best situation for me. I'm going to take that money. And the Red Sox got JD Martinez for much less than he was projected to get. And I think that's what could possibly be going on with this offseason. So what's the point in all this? Corbin, what are you talking about? Why does this equate to the Red Sox not spending money? Well, I think the Red Sox whiffed twice hard on a couple of players. I think they really wanted Blake Snell, and I think they got blown away by the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think they legitimately wanted Max Fried. I think they got blown away by the Yankees, and they just simply weren't willing to go to those levels, which is wildly disappointing as a Red Sox fan. But I think now, with where the Red Sox are at in this free agency, they're pivoting more towards, hey, we're going to try and give them the best offer, to, hey, let's play this game a little bit. Let's take a look at the market as a whole. Let's try and utilize this market to get our best deal possible. And it sucks as a Red Sox fan, but it is kind of smart baseball. And again, this isn't a guarantee. If the Red Sox don't come out of this offseason with a guy like Burns or Bregman or Teoscar, or they just don't do much of anything from this point forward, or maybe they trade for some lower level guy who they think has potential, we'll absolutely crush them for that. We absolutely will go scorched earth on the Red Sox if that doesn't happen, and that still is a very distinct possibility, but I want to give them an opportunity. I want to give them a chance. I want to see how they play this market. I want to see how they play this game, because I do think there is a game to be played with each one of these players still left on the market for various reasons, whether it be we're going to try and get Walker Buehler on a smaller deal than he's anticipating because of his statistics and because of his injury history, whether that be, hey, we're not going to give Corbin Burns $260 million. We're going to give them $230 million, and we're not budging from that number. I don't know what's going on here, but I do still think there's a lot of offseason left for the Red Sox to spend this money. They flubbed it so far. That doesn't mean they're going to flub it for the rest of this time, and I think that's my biggest point here. I think my point with this video as to why the Red Sox aren't spending is, one, hopefully to give you guys a little bit of insight as to why teams in general may not be spending on these guys just yet, but two, because I do think the Red Sox will eventually spend. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know in what capacity they are going to spend or how much they're going to spend in general, but I don't think their moves are totally done just yet. I do think there's something coming in the pipeline for the Red Sox, whether that be a massive land like a Corbin Burns, Bregman, Teoscar, or whether that be sort of a supplemental piece to really help this roster out in a Bueller, Flaherty, or Santander. I think there's something coming. I just don't know when. And it's frustrating, right? Because as fans, you're watching the New York Yankees make a litany of moves very, very quickly. They sign Fried to a well overpaid contract. They go and they trade for Devin Williams. They go and they trade for Cody Bellinger. And you sit there and you say, well, wait a second here. The AL is wide open. Teams in the NL are getting stronger. Teams in the AL, well, they're starting to fall apart a little bit. The Yankees are starting to set themselves apart. Why can't the Red Sox do the same? Well, one, they just made a massive trade, so all of a sudden their priorities in terms of prospects they're willing to give up changes a little bit. But two, because players that could make an impact for the Red Sox are still out there, they just need to come down to the Red Sox price. And I know that sounds a bit ridiculous to say, but it's just simply how the game works. I think right now what we need to do, what we can do best as Red Sox fans, and I know this is really hard to hear, but it's stay patient, right? Wait for all the cards to fall into place before we have a full-on breakdown. We can have our pitchforks and torches moment at the end of the offseason if nothing goes the Red Sox way, but I do think it's a little bit early. What if we take out the pitchforks and torches and go to Fenway Park, and all of a sudden on our way there, we get the notification that they signed Corbin Burns to a 5-year, $160 million deal or something like that, wherein Corbin Burns didn't get what he wanted, but he took the best deal possible. It just happened to be with the Red Sox. There's a whole lot going on with this free agency right now, and I think there's a whole lot of reasons why the market is fully stalled at this point. But the Red Sox might not be spending because they are trying to play the market, and I think that's a really interesting angle to look at. Now, again, I think a lot of people are going to sit there. They're going to say, Corbin, this is ridiculous. The Red Sox spend the money. The fact that they aren't spending, to me, indicates that they aren't going to spend, and I think that's fine. I think that's a very fair statement to make, but I am curious what you guys think. Are you sitting there saying it's because they're cheap? It's because they don't want to spend the money? Or are you sitting there saying, maybe there is something to let's play the game and see where we land with some of these free agents, as opposed to let's just blow these guys away, wildly overpay, and deal with the consequences in 4 or 5 years? Let me know what you guys are thinking as to why the Red Sox aren't spending right now in free agency. Let me know all your thoughts in the comment section down below. As always, if you made it to the end of this video, do me a favor. Make sure you guys have hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. If you're new here, we talk Red Sox content almost every single day. Also, make sure you guys have hit the like button on this video as well. It just simply helps out a ton. It's the best way to let me know you're enjoying the content. Don't forget, we are going to be live tonight right here, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And if you want to listen to these episodes instead of watch them, just head over to your favorite podcasting app and look up Red Sea Radio. Thank you all very much for clicking on this one. I'll see you tonight. And of course, as always, in the Red Seats.